Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. We know that Amei Haaretz are chashud for Maisros and Tumah. That is to say that we suspect that perhaps they weren't careful about the halachos of Maisros and the halachos of Tumah, and therefore we assume that any produce that we buy from an Amei Haaretz did not have Maisros taken, and you have to take Maisros again. We call that halacha demai. And we also assume that all produce or all stuff, really, that comes from an Am Haaretz is assumed to be Tameh. If it is possible for him to make it Tameh by touching, then we assume that he did so. He or his wife made it Tameh, and therefore it is Tameh. Our Mishnah teaches us that this is equally true for Challah and what you do with such dough that is taken from bought from an Am Haaretz, so it must be assumed to be both tavul, that is to say, challah was not taken, and also tameh. So our Mishnah gives us advice about how to handle such a situation. So Mishnah Vav says, "No tell Adam kidei challah me isa shelo hurma chalasa la'asosa betahara." A person can separate out a big chunk of dough. Kidei challah. Now, kedei challah in most places, the word kedei in most places in Shas means enough for, that is the proper amount for. So in most places, we would see the word kedei challah and we would assume that it means a person takes the proper amount for challah, meaning presumably 1/24 of the dough. In this context, kedei means, as it uses one of its other definitions, which is for the purpose of. So, no to adam kedei challah, a person takes a chunk of dough for the purpose of taking challah. He takes this dough, this chunk, me'isa shelo hurma chalasa, from a dough whose challah was not yet taken, right? Because it has to be chayav, otherwise you'd be taking min apater al chayav. You have to take from a chayav al chayav. And the purpose of taking this chunk of dough that has not yet had challah taken from it is la'asosa betahara, so that you will be able to make it into challah, bitahara, not bituma. So its purpose is to use it to take challah, bitahara, lios mafreshalev aholich, challas demai. So that you can use it to be mafresh from it, from this separated chunk, for the challah that you're obligated to take from demai dough. And you can do this. You separate out a chunk and you put it aside and you keep it someplace where it's tahor and it isn't in danger of becoming tameh. And each time you get a chalas demai, that is to say a dough of demai that is chayiv and challah, you can separate out challah from that dough remotely, as it were, onto this protected dough in storage. Now, this is something that we're familiar with from the halachos of particularly Chumas Meiser, where we said that you can that a Levi would often put aside some Meiser that he got to be mafresh Chumas Meiser Mimakom Acher, but we don't usually do that with Truma and Chala, because Truma and Chala both have to be taken minamukaf. They have to be taken from that which is next to, and for that reason, you also can't take minatar al atameh. Can't take challah from something that is tahor for something that is tameh. However, in this case, you're allowed, and we'll see why in a moment. And you're allowed to do this ad shetisarach, until, or rather, as long as the dough that you have put aside hasn't gone bad, right? As long as it's still good dough, right? You can't leave dough out forever without baking it. At some point, the dough is going to go bad. And so, if it does go bad, then of course you can no longer take. You can no longer use it to take challah for something else. However, until it does, you can keep using it until you run out of dough. Why is this permitted? Shechalas demai nitelas min atar al atameh v'shalom min hamukaf. Because the restrictions of min hamukaf, right, taking it from that which is next to, near and next to, do not apply to challas demai. Chalas demai is, of course, a derbanan. It's a chumrah in case the Am Haaretz didn't take demai, didn't take challah. And therefore, the Chachamim were mekil in this area, they do not require it to be taken in a mukaf. And of course, because it doesn't need to be taken in a mukaf, it also can be taken in a Torah Latame. The reason the Chachamim were gozer not to take Kalim in a Torah Latame, excuse me, is because we don't want the two doughs to get close where the... Since it has to be taken in a mukaf, you would move the tamei dough near the tahor dough and put the tahor dough in danger of becoming tamei. But since this doesn't have to be in a mukaf, you can take it from a distance, and therefore you can take it even in hatara la tamei, and that's why this advice works with chalas demai.